Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
We're talking about frontliners now because student nurses and midwives have expressed deep disappointment today after a motion calling for them to be paid for the work that they do on placement in hospitals was defeated in the Dáil last night by just 5 votes. The motion was proposed by Solidarity People Before Profit and it was opposed by all 3 government parties. In a moment we're going to be talking to RISE TD Paul Murphy, but first let's hear from student nurses and midwives themselves who spoke to the News at One this afternoon.
We feel like we're not being valued, which is how a lot of us feel after last night and the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months. We're all hurt by it. Like, we're working really hard through all of these obstacles, but it's just kind of kicking us when we're down.
It was a real guttural reaction that I got. Instinctively, my heart sank and I was disgusted at it. It was, for me, the government sending me a message that they don't value the contribution that student nurses and midwives contribute to the HSE. But also, it was a message that they don't care how disillusioned we get.
You know, over the last couple of weeks, and especially after last night, the vote, the motion, the Dáil, I'm just so disheartened.
Now, that was student nurses and midwives reacting today to the defeat of that motion in the Dáil last night. I'm joined now by RISE TD Paul Murphy, who spoke in favour of this motion last night. We were meant to also be joined by Fianna Fáil Junior Minister Anne Rabbitt. She spoke on the other side of the debate last night, but she withdrew from the commitment to speak to us just before we came on air. Paul, thank you very much for joining us this evening. You heard the reaction of those interviewees just there. Does it tally with what you've been hearing yourself from nurses and midwives?
It does. I think people are outraged. But what I would say to the student nurses is not to be disheartened, not to give up, to continue with the very effective campaign which is being waged by student nurses, and to see that the government is really now on the run on this issue. Mary Butler's refusal to come on to debate
Anne
this
Rabbit.
Issue. Sorry, Anne Rabbitt's refusal to debate this issue today, combined with Stephen Donnelly's refusal, which was criticised by Anne Rabbitt, to actually debate this issue in the Dáil last night, shows that they are hesitant to try to defend the completely indefensible, because they were the ones who were saying, let's clap for everybody in the health service, which included student nurses, who put their health and their lives on the line and continue to do so to fight COVID, but they're unwilling to back up their claps with paying them a wage. Instead, they want them to continue to work for free.
Now, the government tells us that the Department of Health is completing a comprehensive review of allowances for student nurses and midwives, that review is underway and that it'll be ready, I think, in September 2021, mm-hmm. is what Leo Varadkar said today. Will that go some way to addressing the concerns, do you think?
No, I don't think it will. I mean, if you read the government's counter motion last night, that they defend the reality of not paying these workers for their, these students, for the work that they do. And there's been various attempts by government representatives to suggest that, well, they're not really doing work here. It's part of their education and so on. So I've no confidence that by waiting to September 2021, at that stage, the government will agree to pay them. I think they're reliant on the free labour of these 4,000 student nurses and midwives to keep the health system going, and they don't want to concede on this issue of payment.
Well, up until the COVID pandemic hit, this was the accepted and established practice, wasn't it, that student nurses would do their placement for free because it was, as you say, the government is saying now, it was seen as part of their education.
It certainly was established. I don't think the student nurses and the union would have accepted it, and certainly we on the socialist left wouldn't have accepted the idea of free labour. But I think what happened with the pandemic is that it brought out the reality that a crucial part of the health service, because of the underfunded nature of our health service, is the work of these student nurses and midwives. The government came under immense pressure at the time to pay them because people thought, Jesus, this is, you know, outrageous that they're not being paid. So the government conceded the idea of payment in the first wave of the pandemic. But then the government has tried to kind of reestablish the norm of people working for free. But I think the lid is off this issue now. People are aware of it, and the student nurses are going to continue to organise and fight until they get paid for the work that they do.
I know Mark O'Cahissey, who is a Green TD, he's mm-hmm. been responding to criticism about his decision and his party's decision to vote against this motion as well today. And one of the points that he's making is that the motion that was put down wasn't just about paying student nurses. It was also about accommodation costs and abolition of fees and the length of the working week and lots of other things in around issues that affect student nurses. He was saying they're huge commitments and it would have knock-on consequences for other groups, student guards and teachers among them, if the government had voted in favour of this motion.
I think Mark and the Green Party should stop digging. They should own up to a horrendous mistake last night to vote against paying student nurses for the work that they do in our hospitals, and they should reverse the decision. If it was the case that really the government supported the essential part of our motion, which was to pay the student nurses and midwives at the HCA rate of €14 an hour, but they disagreed with the abolition of fees, well then their counter motion could have simply deleted those elements and say we agree to pay the student nurses. But of course their counter motion, which the Green Party TDs voted for, doesn't mention anything about paying the nurses because they don't agree with paying the student nurses for their work.
Okay, and we did ask Mark O'Cahissey to join us on the show as well, but he wasn't available. Another point that he made, though, on social media in relation to this was the motion last night used the phrase exploitation of student nurses, and that to pass that motion would have, with containing that phrase, would have consequences. But I'm guessing you would have the same comeback on that, Paul, would you, that they could have addressed that in a counter motion?
They could have, but also it's ridiculous. I mean, one, I don't know how else you can describe the act of people working for nothing, for €0 an hour, as anything other than very blatant exploitation. But two, the idea that passing a motion, which is then the opinion of the Dáil that something amounts to exploitation, that that has some terrible kind of legal or something consequences, that's just ridiculous. There is no basis whatsoever for that. The Dáil is entitled to express its opinion on anything. That isn't legislation, but obviously we would hope that if we manage to pass such a motion calling for nurses to be paid, student nurses to be paid, well then the government would be under a lot of pressure to do it.
What about that wider point though about placements and people just generally, the practice being of people not getting paid for placements, such as teachers for example? We've a text in here from a listener saying medical students aren't paid for placements either. If everybody has to start getting paid for placements, are you sort of, I don't know, could there be knock-on consequence of that in terms of the public sector pay bill, much bigger than this issue alone?
So yeah, I think the point is, in terms of student nurses, but also in terms of other parts of our public sector, that where students are doing actual work, essential work as part of the public services, as opposed to, you know, real training with an on-the-job kind of component, it is appropriate that they be paid. And I think most people would agree with that. And what has happened with this issue and what has happened in terms of the pandemic is that that's become clear to people. Like, it is a fact, you know, I'm inundated with contact from student nurses who are explaining the work that they were doing. You know, a young woman in touch with me talking about in the course of the pandemic, she was working in a nursing home. She was literally on the front line. That is essential work, which saved people's lives while putting their own lives in danger. And I think most people would accept, yes, it makes sense that they should be paid for that work.
Just finally then, Paul, I know you mentioned the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, was absent last night, and I know there's a lot of criticism about that last night. We have since learned that he was attending a meeting of European health ministers. So do you accept that explanation?
Well, his own junior minister criticised him for it at the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, as certainly was reported in the papers this morning. So I think at the very least that explanation should have been given last night, because I think, I mean, the main insult obviously to student nurses and midwives is the fact that they're opposed to paying them. They're probably happy to keep clapping for them. But I think it was a secondary insult that the Minister for Health wasn't there and didn't provide any explanation, certainly at the time, for why he wasn't there.
Okay, sorry. And very finally then, where does the go to from here? That motion has been defeated. What's the next step in your view?
Well, there's an online petition which tens of thousands of people have signed at this stage. I'd encourage people who support the student nurses to go on and sign that. And I know that the student nurses and midwives, in conjunction with the INMO, are continuing with their campaign. I think there'll be some events taking place next week to try and add to the pressure on the government, which has been built this week.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Rise TD, Paul Murphy.